17-year-old daughter walks down the stairs to meet her date in a tube top and the tiniest pair of shorts.
Bad life.
And that time that you tore your ACL not by playing golf, but watching golf.
Bad life.
When you see the Viagra commercial and truthfully ask yourself, am I healthy enough to have sex?
All right, Dad Life, a subset of Bob's World brought to you by Here's Bob.
Oh, no. All right, joining us right now on the phone lines is a somewhat frequent contributor to the show. His name is Brett.
Cool.
Boy, how you doing?
Hi, Brett.
What's up?
Good to be on here.
This is my son. This is my eldest son. And
your pride and joy, really.
It truly.
Cool.
There he is. Can you still do that?
Cool.
Just a little slower.
Boy, you've slowed down a little bit. Not quite the pace you once had. Okay, so we wanted to have you on to tell Corby what you thought of the first episode of Quarterbacks.
You love Baker, didn't you?
He's a filthy Sooner, so I'm not a big fan.
Filthy.
All right. So actually why we had you on is you have a job these days. You finally got a job. And should we just call it store? Or do you want to get more specific?
Yeah, so this is a compilation of songs I've collected from my many shifts at Leslie's. That's a cool store.
Yeah.
And I've listened to these over many shifts against my will, probably hundreds of times each. So I feel like I'm having a really give my opinion.
Wait, so you work at one of those places and there's a million of them.
Where he'll check your water for chlorine.
Well,
pH levels.
No,
right?
I mean just general businesses, though, Eddie's, where they play the exact same rotation of songs 8 million times if you're there enough.
They might just be playing Jack.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do they send tapes from corporate or CDs from corporate or something? Or are you listening to satellite radio or over the air radio?
It's local radio and it's Jack FM. And I think it's called The Spot, maybe the other station. So it's a mix of the two of those, I think.
Okay.
Why don't you get the ticket on in there?
I try to, but every time I change it to that, it's like staticky. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's real.
Checks out.
That actually, that checks out AM radio.
So now you've been introduced to all new old music, new to you.
Yes, against my will. I've been indoctrinated.
Yeah, okay. So you have some earworms. You'll come home from work and say, have you ever heard this song? And then I'm like, of course, but it's like, Dad's era, and then I said, well, start keeping notes on your earworms. Like, are these good earworms or bad? And I think you said, well, actually, there's some of both. There's a couple you like, but there's more that you just can't stand, right?
Yeah, no, we got a collection of 9 songs, some of them good, some of them not so good. And now I'm eager to get into them. I think the first one is going to ruffle some feathers.
Okay, so these 5... are you're calling the worst songs you've heard this year, and they're all at your job. Okay, so we're going to start with number 5, Ham. Let's go ahead and roll it. When he hears this, he would rather not hear it.
Probably to our generation, their greatest song, right? To like that.
Not mine.
Well, you know what I mean. It's the older generation.
Yeah. So what jumps out at this song to you, Brett?
I'm just the harmonica or the kazoo or whatever he has.
The kazoo.
It's not charming. It's not for me. It doesn't do it.
It's not for me.
What about once they get past that?
How am I supposed to get down to this song? You know, it's not very groovy. It's not, there's nothing, like, it's fine. But I don't know. I'm just not a fan.
Okay, so... on the 5 worst songs you've heard this year at your pool store, Piano Man by Billy Joel is coming in at number 5. Let's go to number 4.
I support that, by the way.
Thank God this made the list of bad.
And I thought, Werewolves in London? No.
Nope. was 1989. Kid freaking rock. Now, are you aware of the thing that your dad mentioned, the Werewolves of London sounding like the sampling?
Yeah. Now, he informed me about that last night. I think he took the beat and just...
Yes, he took the whole music element of this song and then put his own words to it. And yeah, it's so awful.
Did Warren sign off on this? That you just take the song?
He had to, right?
Is he getting rich off it?
Maybe his family did. Warren's not making much money these days, but yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on All Summer Long by Kid Rock that you want to share, or just that you think it sucks?
I don't think there's going to be much dispute on this one. All I've heard about from you is how much Kid Rock sucks, and this is my first, listen to one of his songs, and apparently it's his most streamed song, too, which is incredible.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
More than Bob Did a Bow?
Yeah, this was number one.
How's it more than Bob Did a Bow? All right, you ready to go to number three?
Yep.
Okay, here's number three. Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe.
Man, I can't believe how much I agree with you.
I'm not going to lie, this one hurt a little bit.
This is terrible.
This makes you want to buy pool supplies, though. It's awesome.
It is kind of weird.
Yeah, where do you guys keep the noodles in here?
No, turn it fired up to buy some chlorine.
You guys got tablets or granular? What do you guys got here?
All right, so were you aware of this song or this band at all?
Yeah. No, I've heard around about them, and I'm sure I've heard some songs over the years. But this, I mean, the guitar's fun. The hook just is corny. It doesn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude, it's stripper music.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
If there's girls in the store, they immediately start peeling their clothes off.
I highly doubt it.
Any hot bitches?
Okay, Danny, hang on.
Don't ask him that. All right. Now, number two is teeming with controversy.
There's a large gap between three and two. I'll just say that.
Okay, because number two, I'm not going to lie, there was a time where I probably thought this song ruled. Here we go.
This song was so big. So this is Eddie Money. Mid-80s Eddie Money. This had to have been one of the biggest songs of the 80s.
Yeah. There's a particular part of this song Brett hates, though.
Is it the girl singing?
Yeah. Right, Brett?
Be my little baby. I hate it so much. The worst thing ever.
All right. Let's take the hook here.
But that little bit of this
thing. So you know what they're saying there, Bob? Just like Ronnie said. You know who Ronnie is?
Not really.
Okay, so Ronnie, I'll give you a history lesson real quick here, Brettito. Lower the music a little bit. So Ronnie is the girl singing. That's Ronnie Spector. And her band in the 60s was called the Ronettes.
Okay.
Their number one song was called Be My Baby. And so that line is from a Ronette song, Be My Little Baby. So Eddie Money wrote that specifically for her to sing as she did in the Ronettes.
And Mark Benunder, who gives
it sucked.
And did he want it to ruin the whole song?
Again, it did really well. So
I think it did well despite that part, because I like that song, but I do admit Brett's not wrong about how the end there.
Oh, and a sax solo. I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Quintessential 80s.
All right, you ready to go to number one? These are Brett's five worst songs he's discovered while working at the pool store.
By the way,
this will be a consensus number one, I think.
Take Me Home Tonight peaked at number four on the Hot 100.
Okay.
What year are we looking at?
86.
Okay. Here is the number one worst song he's ever heard.
Not gonna fight you on that one.
Yeah, I hate this.
Yeah, this is horrible.
It's so bad. So it's just...
What year is this?
81? 82? 80? Right?
Take us through this one, Brett.
82.
You know, this is one that I feel like if you had, like, a hostage, you needed to interrogate them. this would get some information out of them pretty quickly. At least for me. I cannot handle this.
You would get the hostage to talk by playing some Joan Jett.
God.
All right. Well, he's not just here to give the worst songs. He also would like to share with you the best songs he's discovered while working at the pool store.
Oh, really? Okay.
Would you like to hear those?
Yes.
Those will be next. All right, it's 5:57. We're in the middle of Bob's World. Brett Sturm is on with us.
We're back.
My son, who's entering the final year of college, hypothetically, unless he goes on to get his doctorate, who could say? But
Dr. Brett,
don't know. If,
are you on track to graduate? You have all your credits.
We are. I'm afloat right now, so we just gotta keep being an academic weapon. I think I'll be good.
Just have to finish the fight.
Don't rush it. You don't need to rush it, bro.
Yeah. Exactly, I mean, milk it a couple more years.
Yeah.
Your uncle, maybe I will. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Your Uncle Corby did, and it worked out all right.
Although he was living at home at a very reasonable rate, I bet. So Brett has been working at a pool store, a very successful pool store that has built their roster around Brett.
He's a pool chemical sales consultant.
The way he tests water is really the talk of the pool industry, as I can tell, in North Texas. And during this time, they pipe in music, generic music radio. And so he's been identifying songs this summer that have either been a spike through his head, the worst songs he's ever heard, or he's actually discovered some that he really likes. So in the last segment, we did the worst songs. I'll recap his bottom five songs of all time. Piano Man by Billy Joel. All Summer Long by Kid Rock. Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard came in at number three.
They play that at the pool store.
Yeah, it's an oldie now.
Yeah, I know.
We're all old, and so even our most cutting-edge, controversial strip club songs are now part of Jack's playlist, I guess. At number two, Take Me Home Tonight by Eddie Money, which I liked when I was 11 when it came out. And at number one, I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. We shouldn't forget about the Blackhearts.
No.
Okay.
Which was a cover by a band called Arrow, which I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So now he has his three favorite songs and an honorable mention / guilty pleasure, which we'll save for the end. You ready to proceed with your favorites?
Yeah. No, we're going to take it to a more positive note now.
You couldn't find five, though.
I couldn't find five, no, which speaks to the state of the music at Leslie's, but, you know, three's good. Let's roll through.
All right, number three, ladies and gentlemen.
Hell yeah!
Oh, life. Nice.
Now, Were you aware of REM at all before you heard this song?
I was not, no, at all, but I like that song, and I tried to listen to his other stuff. Wasn't as much of a fan, but this is a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, I can maybe help you find the good REM stuff, but it does take a little bit of work to dig through the other stuff. But
about 91 or so. I mean, they were kind of the it indie band for the 1980s and early 90s.
Yeah, this is the...
Actually, they were like the first indie band ever.
Yeah, they pretty much launched college radio, yes. But Out of Time was their jump to the mainstream.
Yeah.
This record.
Yep.
All right, number two kind of blew my mind, but I think it's awesome. Here you go.
Well, he, banger.
Even with sax.
What got you on this one?
This song rocks. I don't know. It's just so good. You can feel it in your heart, you know?
George Michael, Careless Whisper, and you know he died right here in Dallas, didn't he?
Oh wow!
Did he die at the mansion?
I think so. Yeah, his boyfriend lived here.
What are you saying?
Chicks loved him, but he didn't love chicks.
Yeah,
homosexual.
He got kind of fat at the end.
In fact, you're 2 for 2 on your list in that direction. Man, you do like it.
So yeah, up until hearing this, George Michael was just a character in Arrested Development, so this was a surprise.
Man, you're killing it today. All right,
have you ever used this like in a romantic moment with a young lady?
I listen to it in the car sometimes on a sad drive home.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know if the chicks would be too into this.
When the chick says, "Now I'm good."
Yeah, right. You're weird.
All right, at number one, guys, can't say this was disappointing. His favorite song of the year that he heard at the pool store, didn't know who did it, Shazammed it or whatever he did. Here it is.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
Number one.
Everything about this song is great.
It's a banger of all bangers.
You checked out this album, Brett?
I didn't know.
Like you'd like Violator.
Yeah, this is great. Good for you.
Yeah, that's on rock.
And like, do you think that they... Do they play these songs equally? Like, is this getting as much burn as, like, Def Leppard and Joan Jett and stuff?
No, they have them on, a routine. It's the same, like order every day. It's really weird.
Oh, wow.
You've cracked the Jack playlist code? I like it.
Not quite yet.
It's probably a full sequence. Okay, so his three best songs that he's discovered at the pool store... So do you Shazam them, or how do you remember them?
I do Shazam them, yeah.
Okay. So Losing My Religion, REM, Careless Whisper, George Michael, and Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode. Very nice selections there. And I feel like there was no sort of Shazam bias where you would be like, oh, I like this song, then you Shazam and you find out who did it, and there's reluctance because of any sort of built-in feelings about the artist either way. I feel like you did this
on the Kid Rock one. When I saw it was Kid Rock, I was like, okay, you know, that checks out. But yeah, other than that,
okay, all right. So but your honorable mention, Guilty Pleasure, I feel like you were going to put it on your best songs, but then you found out who did it, and you had to just leave it on honorable mention.
You were embarrassed?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
No, I hope this doesn't shatter my credibility, but I do enjoy it.
Okay. Let's roll his Guilty Pleasure song that he can't quite put on his good list, but he does want to recognize it as a banger.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what
I mean. This is a good song.
This is Nickelback?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nickelback.
Listen to the hook here.
We all have our guilty pleasures.
Yeah. Brett, do you tend to like other butt rock?
Not really. No, listen, I've just gone through all the years hearing how Nickelback's been the butt of all the jokes in pop culture, and I just feel like we've been too hard on them.
Yeah.
Fair.
We should walk it back a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
So.
Justice for Nickelback.
Yeah.
Canadian's finest, right? Like, this is Daryl Ray will take you to the mat over this.
Ham, why don't you share your fun fact with this song, with the class?
This album came out on 9/11.
What?
Yeah. Like, the exact date.
The exact day of 9/11.
So it helped us start to heal?
Yeah, maybe we did need it.
Imagine.
I don't think I knew who they were in 2001.
Well, you do now.
Now I do, thanks to Brett.
All right, well, there you go. I feel like this was a great success, Brett.
No, I agree, thank you.
Maybe you're this generation's Casey Kasem or Ryan Seacrest, and maybe a countdown is your true calling. Where you discover songs everyone else heard 30 or 40 years ago.
It at least is worthy of a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like over the holiday season, you can go work at Starbucks and you can give us your favorite holiday songs that beat you over the head.
That would be a good segment, yeah.
Yeah, it would.
Be my little baby.
All right, dude. Good job. Great success. And be safe. We'll watch an episode of Quarterback when you get back.
Don't huff chlorine.
It's been a pleasure.
See you, Brett. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Brett.
Pleasure, boys. See ya.
There he goes, young Brett.
There
That's
he
good
goes.
Stuff. I anytime I go into a place where there's Muzak of some sort that's just, you know that it's on a loop perpetually, I feel so bad. Did you have to do that like at the Gap?
Oh, yeah. Well, and after I said it, I felt embarrassed because I was asked if corporate sent like tapes or CDs. And I was like, how ancient does that make me sound?
Seriously.
It's all digital playlists now. But that's when I worked at the Gap, that they would send tapes from corporate, but they like cassettes. But they were special cassettes that played at a different speed, so they would only play on the machines that were there at the store. And so
you couldn't play your own music.
Right. You couldn't play your own music. You had to play theirs. But I was always in charge of which tapes were in there because I knew which tapes were the least objectionable.
Yeah. But some of it would drive you insane.
Yes, absolutely.
And had you heard all of it, or was it a lot of it like, what is this?
Sometimes, yeah, there would be something that I wouldn't know, and we didn't have Shazam or anything back then.
Yeah.
Boy, Shazam is such a hack.
It's great. Someone was telling me this weekend, as a matter of fact, that you don't need Shazam anymore.
No, I think Google can basically do it now.
Yeah.
Somehow. They all got this. They all figured out the technology. But even like Spotify, where, like, do you know how insane Spotify is, like on 10 different levels from what we grew up with? But the one that jumps out at me is just how the lyrics scroll at the bottom.
I know. And
like
how
it's
wrong.
Nothing.
Well, how wrong a lot of songs that I'll hear, I'm like, oh, that's got that all wrong.
Like we were trying to figure out lyrics our whole life or opening the liner notes. And did they put lyrics in this album? And you just, now it's just everywhere.
And there's no musical.
Kids don't know.
There's no musical arguments either. As far
right.
as who did this, when was it? Like,
yeah.
That was half my
5 seconds. You can know everything about a song and an artist.
And seriously, that was half our conversation growing up, or sports arguments. There are no sports arguments anymore. Maybe who's a better team or whatever.
Subjective arguments,
right?
But
like statistical
facts,
and things
yes.
like that, dude. I mean, we would do that for hours and hours.
Yeah,
and nothing now.
Well,
all
there
right.
you go.
Good stuff, Brett. Good stuff.
Is Brett constantly deadpan? His delivery is tremendous.
Yeah, he could He's a little bit of a flatliner.
Yeah,
yeah.
But he'll snipe, right?
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like, just like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He loves sniping.
That's good stuff.